Ooh, my entrepreneur diary. Hello everyone, it's Victoria here and welcome to the first episode of My Entrepreneur Diary in 2024. So I'm recording this on the 29th of the 1st, so I'm thinking we're not in February yet, so I'm okay to say Happy New Year, and I hope that you have started the new year off in a really positive way. And if you haven't, it's still time. We've still got 2 days left of January. 2 days before my birthday, I'm actually going to be 44. Can't believe that. So I last spoke to you in September, and I spoke to you about my launch day and what I was doing to prepare for that, and also some effectively just other things around my launch. So the crux of it is the launch day did not go ahead. And I hear you thinking, oh my God, why? Because obviously, as most of you know who listen to this podcast, the Female Entrepreneur Box has been something I've been working on for around 4 years, ever since I lost my business in COVID. So the main reason why I didn't go ahead and go ahead with my launch was because my Facebook business page was hacked. Now, when this happened, of course, you think, oh, this, you know, I'm the only one that this has happened to. But of course, you know, I wasn't and I'm not. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be either. But of course, you know, getting your Facebook business page hacked, they also hacked my advert account. This then in turn stopped all of my ads. Of course, that stopped my launch because I was working towards my launch using Facebook ads and they stopped, and there was no way of me getting into my Facebook and there was no way getting into my ads account. So I had no choice really. I was stopped in my tracks. But, you know, these things happen. As cross I was at the time that it happened, I had to be proactive, and I worked with Facebook, sending the emails back and forth, and I can't even tell you how many. But in the end, in January, so this month, I was able to get back into that Facebook. But I was out of it for a good, I would say, nearly 3 months. So as you can imagine, that was a bit of a nightmare. So of course, I was supposed to be launching on April 1st. And that's the new launch date. I was supposed to be launching on January 8th. And of course, I couldn't do that. So I just took it in my stride and I thought, okay, what can you do? There's nothing that I can do. This is completely out of my hands. So I have a new launch date of April 1st, which I am now working towards, and cannot tell you, I'm so excited, because obviously, as I said, this is something that I have been working towards for 4 years, and I've been kind of lucky that I've been able to take my time with it and get this product to be, effectively, it's a product because you've got the tangible items, but you've got lots of add-ons to the subscription as well. You know, you've got things like goal planning sessions, you've got book clubs, you've got a health guru recorded session. There are many other items that are added to this subscription. And I wanted to make it different to what was out there and also personal to me as well. That was really, really, really important. And I wanted to put something out there that effectively I would have wanted when I started my first business, which was, I guess, around 15 years ago now. So, I mean, if this was around then, yes, it would have been a game changer for me, because I think, you know, I'd have felt also that I had that support. And I think that it's just so important, isn't it? I also landed up spending quite a lot of money on things that I needed or thought I needed for my business, but I actually didn't. So the items that are going to be going into the box, the tangible items, are going to be things that, you know, you're going to need and they'll come in handy, something that you will probably use every day. And of course, you've got the self-care element, which is, I think we all need sometimes that excuse to spend that time on ourselves. I know when I started, you know, my business years ago, I never spent time for myself. It was literally always on my business. But of course, you can't carry on like that. So I have hurtled into 2024, getting a virus. Oh, that wasn't planned. This virus that's obviously been going around everyone. So it did put me back a bit, but I thought, you know what? I've got to listen to me, listen to your body and your mind. Something that I never normally do. Got to be honest, don't normally do it. But I just felt, you know what? I've got to start doing that. I've got to listen to myself. So instead of kind of crashing into 2024 and being on that race that I think sometimes we all can be on, I didn't do that. I had to take my time this month. But I did see a lot on socials of, I did see something, someone had put, I don't know who it was actually, but someone had put along the lines of, January is a free trial and February 1st is when I actually start my new year. And I have seen so much along those lines. So, you know what, I'm running, I'm taking it, I'm running with that. So January is effectively, even though I have done quite a lot of work, it is actually my free trial and I'm going to be the same. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start my my year on January the 1st, like apparently a lot of people are. So what have I worked on this week? So I know a lot of you listening to this are probably in your first year to 18 months of business. And there's also a lot of people who listen to this who are right at the start of their business. And some people who just want to refresh it. Now, I had done all my strategy before January. I wanted to make sure that that was all done. So I referred back to a lot of masterclasses that Lisa Johnson had done on strategy, and that really, 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 really helped. And actually, that's actually something I'm going to be doing this year. When the strategy course, which Lisa Johnson does, is, I think it's going to be released in the autumn. Don't quote me on that. But I'm actually going to do that because obviously I have well over 20 years experience in business, but it would be really nice to have the credentials to go with it. So that's something I'm going to be looking at doing in the autumn. And I'm really, really excited about that. I'm so excited. So I had done my strategy, and so I knocked on with that. I had done literally the way that I do it is once I've done the strategy, I do the needles effectively and work through what I have to do for my launch. So that plan is, well, it's being executed effectively, and yeah, it definitely serves you well to have a strategy. I really do believe if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have a plan, you really do plan to fail, as cliche as it sounds, but you really do, because how can you know what you're doing, know where you're going right and know where you're going wrong? It just, even that little bit, but obviously a strategy, there's a huge amount more to it than that. So my goals for this year, have three goals for this year. Now, it doesn't sound many, does it? But actually, these goals for me personally are really big goals. So the new launch date for the Female Entrepreneur Box is April 1st, 2024. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I know that people are going to love what I'm launching, and I love what I'm launching, and I know that other people will do as well. And so I'm going to be launching it on April 1st, 2024, and there's going to be a deal where you can, it's an offer, where you can get 40% off of 6 and 12 month subscriptions. There is also, though, the option, you know, if you don't feel that you want to sign up for a 6 or 12 month subscription, you can do the one-off price of $49.99. Personally, of course, I'm going to say sign up for the 6 and 12 because, you know, you get that 40% off of your first box. You also get a free month as well. And we all love something free. So you can sign up and I will put the link into the show notes for you. So the second goal for me this year is to build my social life. So that's a very personal one, to be honest, because I don't feel that my social life is that fantastic. So I'm actually going to build upon that. And just, you know, I think we can spend a lot of time working, which I have done, but I do feel that my social life has kind of crashed through the floor, kind of non-existent. So it's only me who can make that better. So I'm going to try my best and I think I'll succeed and get myself out there so that I have a better social life. And I will update you how I'm going on that because, you know, I think when you're building social connections personally or professionally, for me, it can be quite daunting. So I'll update you on that every month, let you know how I'm getting on. And the third one is, a lot of you know that I am on a health journey, and Angie Best is helping me with that via her healthy eating plan, which is amazing. And it's just easy, you know, it's easy to follow. And to be honest with you, it's just healthy. So it's not like, you know, you're going to one of these weight loss places where I always feel that you're either on the wagon or off the wagon, effectively. You're either doing it, but you can fall off of it. But with Angie's healthy eating plan, you can't really fall off of it because it's just a way of life. So I'm doing really well on that. I'm trying to get the first, because I've got a lot to lose. I've got a lot of weight to lose to be healthy. And so I am working towards the first 4 stone. Thought I'd have that off by January, but I haven't. But I'm well on my way. So the health journey for me is, it's extremely personal, but it's extremely important as well. So there are my three goals for this year. There is another one, but I don't think I'm ready to tell you about that one yet. So that is all for this week. I am going to try and be back every week and release an ep every Monday. So do check back. And I really enjoyed recording this ep. I really, really have. It's so nice to be able to get back into the swing of things. And I know a lot of you would ask, oh, you haven't been recording your podcast. And I think everything else just got in the way, but I do love recording them. So I will speak to you all next week. Have a fantastic week, whatever you are doing. Take care, everyone.